So what has happened to Bobi Wine is not a new scenario. This same old intimidation method has been used on other leaders in Uganda. It has been used on the former FDC president, Dr. Kizza Besigye. It has been used on the Lord Mayor and several MPs that oppose Mr. Museveni. So there is nothing new. And of course, this is meant to intimidate voters. When voters see their leaders home being surrounded, most of them will shy away from going to cast their votes. So, but of course, we know when we participate in this election, it's not that we are sure we are going to win 100%. It's not that we expect the exercise to be free and fair, but some of us look at these elections as one of the liberation front that we can use to sensitize the masses, that we can use to expose the military junta. So there's nothing new.
Some people are expressing concern that it appears that Bobi Wine or Robert Kyagulanyi, the parliamentarian and presidential candidate of the NUP, threatened national security, for which reason the government had to act.
How does Bobi Wine, who is unarmed, with his supporters who are unarmed, become a security threat? That is a very lousy excuse. This is just a saying that Mr. Museveni and his ruling party, they know very well that Ugandans are tired of them, and therefore they can only use guns and bullets to intimidate Ugandans so that they rig their way into power. There's nothing that Bobi Wine can do. He's an innocent citizen. He's not armed. That doesn't make sense.
So what would you say has been the human rights situation in Uganda this year?
Well, we don't have any human rights in Uganda. We don't have any human rights. Our rights are not respected. Those rights are only reserved for those that support the current regime. A few days ago, we saw some NRM supporters marching to the embassy to protest the sanctions that are against one of the army commanders that has been torturing Ugandans. So we don't see any human rights, given what has happened to us, and of course, given what we continue to see. I don't know if you have been following debates, but currently the head of state has been calling for the scrapping off of bail, you know. And we know that is meant to target his opponents, because this is not the first time he's calling for the same. So we don't have any human rights, because even when you go in courts of law, the courts will not decide, minus getting a call from Mr. Museveni. So I have not personally witnessed any human rights being respected. The human rights have been violated through and through.